Somalis living in the U.S. send more than $200 million to Somalia each year. 60% of that country's population gets money from outside the country to help pay for expenses such as food and housing. But as of today, money transfers from Washington State to Somalia are shutting down. Jessica Partnow reports.
The heart of Seattle's Somali community is a place called Marwa, across from the Tukwila Light Rail Station. One of the shops here is the Fresh and Green Produce Market. Here, people can wire money at a hawala. That means transfer in Arabic. Ayan Mohammed sends money to her husband in Mogadishu every month. She's shocked to learn that Seattle's hawalas are shutting down.
I'm still shaking. I feel a butterfly in my stomach right now.
She's worried about the impact this will have on Somalia.
The country is still, you know, crisis. You know, we have a lot of problems.
There's no formal banking system in Somalia. Wire transfers from U.S. citizens are an important source of income for many people there. Mostly the money goes to cover basic needs. But wire transfers have sometimes been linked to terrorism.
We cannot hide from the fact that there has been some Somalis, unfortunately, who have been involved in this crazy idea of terrorism.
Ainab Abdirahman is Somali-American and chair of the Refugee Advisory Council of Washington State.
But then there's thousands of Somalis living in the United States who love this country, who are citizens, who are peaceful, who reject terrorism.
And those people shouldn't be penalized because of a few bad apples, he says. Merchants Bank of California had been the last way to send money to Somalia from Washington State, but now it's closing accounts due to tightening federal regulations. Some worry that this will leave an impoverished population in a desperate situation, driving people into the arms of terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab. For KOW, I'm Jessica Partnow.